Nurse shortages and physician burnout are key workforce issues that have been facing our hospitals for years. So much of our modern technology is geared towards reducing the burden of hospital staff. It is not often that we find technology out there that is efficient in reducing the workforce burden and at the same time, innovative patient care. And today, we'll explore one of these technologies that can be a game changer in busy hospitals. Welcome to AHA Associates Bringing Value, a podcast from the American Hospital Association. In this series of podcasts, we speak with AHA Associate Program business partners, check in on their efforts, and learn how they support AHA Hospital and Health System members. I'm Kathleen Wessel, Vice President of Business Management and Operations at the AHA, and today I'm joined by Dr. Richard Truxillo, Associate CMIO of Carilion Clinic, who is an assistant professor at Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine and the Edward Villa School of Osteopathic Medicine. I'm also joined by Michelle McCabe, the Director of Customer Success at Space Labs Healthcare. Our discussion today will focus on a journey of exploring the integration of augmented intelligence technology in clinical decision-making settings. We'll focus on key insights and success stories that highlight the power of technology in shaping the future of healthcare delivery. Dr. Truxillo and Michelle, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Let's kick off our conversation by learning more about your professional backgrounds and what brought you to your current positions. Dr. Truxillo, let's start with you first.
Well, I started life as a database programmer for Corning while getting my bachelor's in computer science at UNC Wilmington. And then I survived the dot-com crash working in medical sales. And after that, decided I didn't want to do sales anymore. And I went to medical school and became a family physician and then subspecialized in clinical informatics. And since then, I've served as faculty for a family medicine residency. I became an Epic certified physician builder. And recently, now I serve as an associate CMIO for our hospital system. My vision is simply just to leverage technology to better healthcare of the patients we serve.
Michelle?
I survived Y2K, so not the dot-com mess, but I survived Y2K at the time I was working for a healthcare technology solution that actually was one of the major EMR vendors. For the last 25 or so years, I've been very integral and involved in customer success, working with healthcare organizations such as Carilion to make sure that they're receiving the value that they need and deserve from their technology investments. More recently, I've worked for clinical decision support companies, again, partnering with great organizations such as Carilion, and I'm excited to share a little bit about what Space Labs is doing in that area as well. My focus is helping clients make sure that they, as I said, maximize that value, they reach outcomes, they drive clinical improvements, and that overall that they have solutions that bring the best to them.
Wonderful. And actually, Michelle, that leads us to the next question. Could you please give our listeners a better understanding of what Space Labs does and how you support hospitals and healthcare providers?
Absolutely. So a fun fact is that Space Labs got its start about 60 years ago working with NASA to bring telemetry to the astronauts. But since then, we've been a leader in the patient monitoring space. More recently, we've been pioneering solutions that go beyond traditional patient monitoring, and one of which we'll talk about today, of course. We're focused on providing care teams with smarter, augmented intelligence solutions that support informed decisions when they need it. Specifically, we're going to talk about one of our predictive insight solutions that incorporates data from the EMR and other sources to highlight opportunities for proactive patient care.
So, Dr. Truxillo, as a practitioner deeply involved in clinical informatics, can you shed light on why it can be helpful for hospitalists and residents to use augmented intelligence tools like the Rothman Index?
Well, I did 10 years of inpatient service when I was full-time teaching faculty. And it became very apparent to me that most days are extremely busy. And there's a lot of great information buried in the EHR in places that providers don't usually look. Places like the nursing flow sheet data, labs from 3 days prior, nursing wound assessments. We're not routinely looking at those things. The Rothman Index provides a simplified way to take all these data points, assign an appropriate weight to them, and then display them in a trend graph that provides actionable data to myself and my colleagues. So at a glance, I can get a general representation of a patient's overall condition, and I can also get a representation of the overall condition of all the patients I'm taking care of, so I can do things such as triage who to round on first when I'm taking my residents around the hospital.
So how should we think about the usage of augmented intelligence to support the overall goals of the organization? Help me put that in context.
Well, it depends on the organization, but you know, Carilion Clinic, one of our core tenets is curiosity. And so we're always trying to push the envelope, adopt new things, new technologies. And we wanted to continue to improve our mortality numbers. We wanted to prevent unplanned escalations in care. And we really wanted to provide that overall better experience for our clinicians on the front line. And so the Rothman Index allows us to basically display patient data that's, you know, de-identified on the floors in the form of a trend graph, so a nurse or a provider can look and see the general condition of a patient in the units. And also embedded in the EHR, we have the Rothman Index in a patient list. We have it next to our vital signs in a trended graph. And the idea is the more data that we have at the right place in the clinician's workflow, it's going to allow us to provide a higher level care for our patients just due to the increased visibility of the data that we normally would not see. And we're able to take action on it.
What led you to choose the Rothman Index solution over some existing tools within your EHR?
So you have to remember, we were kind of early adopters of the Rothman Index and pretty much any type of, you know, we'll call it artificial intelligence tools in general. And that kind of goes back to our core principle at Carilion Clinic of curiosity. We're always fascinated with new technology and how it can better patient care. What really led us to hang on to the Rothman Index and embrace it is the level of customer support that we received along the way. There was times where we led in a huge initiative to improve our mortality numbers. And Space Labs was right there with us. They came on site. They met with our quality team. They met with myself, our IT teams. They helped us with integration. They helped us with implementing what we call the kiosk view on certain units. So making sure that the Rothman Index trend graph is displayed appropriately in units so that if you don't have access to your EHR right there, you can glance anywhere and see the general condition of the patients. And they also helped in crafting the workflow in the back end for when someone has a precipitous drop in their index score and they need to be intervened on. They help us set up that workflow in terms of having a clinical administrator get paged, have an assessment done on the patient prior to the patient decompensating. And that's one of the things I found interesting is that the tool is able to detect when a patient is going to decompensate up to 8 hours before they actually decompensate, which as a clinician is really powerful that we can intervene on somebody and keep them from having to be transferred to the ICU potentially, which we know is associated with a potential increased risk in mortality.
Did you find that your clinical teams adapted really easily to this capability?
Well, there were challenges, but Carilion Clinic had really good operational support. And so it was one of those things that we put PDSA cycles in place and we refined the process over time. And I think Carilion as a whole adapted really well to the tool and we're now leveraging it. I feel there's still more opportunity that we could do to leverage the tool, but we are doing a really good job of catching people before they decompensate because of this tool being in place now.
So Michelle, could you please tell us how the Rothman Index supports your team at Carilion and contributes to the successful patient care?
Absolutely. And I would say, first of all, that you know, this is obviously a partnership with Dr. Trexillo and his counterparts and all of the Carilion organization that we're proud to be part of. As Dr. Trexillo said, the Rothman Index provides that visual indicator, the trend line of the patient information based on key information from the EMR. The nursing assessments have been shown to be a leading indicator of decompensation, which is a key differentiator for the Rothman Index, along with vitals and labs. The solution proactively lets the team know when a patient is at risk, as you mentioned, based on that data, and then enables them to plan and prioritize their care to treat patients ahead of decline, to proactively, for those clinical administrators he mentioned, recommend the appropriate steps and level of care. I think one of the things that Carilion has done very well is to ensure that it's available where the clinicians need it. And the flexibility of the Rothman Index I think lends itself to that because it's on the kiosk, as you said, you know, so everyone can see it all at once. It's within the EMR. It's in, you know, special reports that Carilion uses and the Rothman is a part of that. And just kind of taking that information and making it available, I think has been a great thing that the Carilion team has done.
You know, as someone who's involved in integrating kind of the Rothman Index into various healthcare settings, what's made the Carilion project stand out to you?
I would say, first of all, you know, looking back in terms of the long partnership, as Dr. Truxillo said, the curiosity, which comes across in all of the people that we work with. In the last few years, we've kind of had to regroup a little bit, like a lot of organizations after the pandemic. And what Carilion did differently and what we really, really appreciate is they brought all of the right people to the table for conversations on what do we do next and what does our partnership look like, including folks like Dr. Truxillo, the nursing, the quality, as he mentioned, IT. They just really have brought those folks to the team for us to work together. And then, of course, you know, their dedication to ensuring that the clinicians have the best information available to make the decisions where they need it, when they need it.
So for both of you, kind of thinking about this and this work together, what key takeaways would you share with others embarking on a similar initiative? And Dr. Truxillo, why don't we start with you?
First, it's important for anyone listening to this to realize the difference between artificial intelligence and augmented intelligence. And artificial intelligence is essentially the development of autonomous systems that do not require human intervention. The Rothman Index is augmented intelligence. Basically, what it does is it has automated data capture and it has an algorithm behind it, but it's really meant to augment the capabilities of the humans that interface with it. It's true clinical decision support. So it's there not to replace us and not to replace our clinical decision making. It's there to augment our clinical decision making at the point of care, which is why I like it. Anyone who's going to implement a solution like this, I would say it's important to have dedicated IT resources for your implementation. You'll definitely want to integrate it into your own EHRs by displaying the index within your provider's workflow. I cannot emphasize how important that is. For example, we have the Rothman Index score displayed within a patient list column, so you can sort your patients by score. And then we also have the trend graph next as a widget in their vital signs. So when you log in to Epic and you bring up someone's chart, you actually see the Rothman Index next to the vital signs. So you don't have to go hunting for it in a third-party application. And finally, and I think this is most important, you got to have robust operational support from your hospital system, like a dedicated team who can respond to those unexpected drops in the index score, so that they can intervene early and really make those crucial patient saves. You can't maximize tools like this without that crucial human element of leveraging the technology and making those decisions based on the information presented to them. Michelle?
Yes, I would echo everything Dr. Truxillo said, of course. I would say one thing that they have done really well is to leverage the champions and to make sure that there's a clinical champion, you know, such as him, as well as on the nursing side, that feel the excitement and convey that the excitement and the enthusiasm, as well as the importance of a solution and implementation like this.
No, that's wonderful. Thank you both for joining the podcast. This has been a really interesting discussion, and I wish we had a few more minutes to really dig into some of the details and some of the outcomes you've been able to see. For our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about the AHA Associate Program or anything you've heard on this podcast today, please visit us at sponsor.aha.org. This has been an AHA Associates Bringing Value podcast brought to you by the American Hospital Association. Thanks for listening.